We're going to go ahead and get started with our winning crew press conference here at Michigan International Speedway following the 45th annual Pure Michigan 400. We'll start with Crew Chief Alan Gustafson. Alan, this is Gordon's third victory here at Michigan and third victory in 2014. He's made several comments throughout the weekend that everything just seems to be coming together for you guys this year. Talk a little bit about where you are in the season and this win here today.
Yeah, I think the team's doing a phenomenal job, and tons of hard work and tons of effort, and I felt like we've been close all year long. We've had really fast cars, and we've seemed to be a little short, and we've worked hard on overcoming those things and improving the areas that we needed to improve on, and the guys are doing a great job with that and putting a lot of effort into it, and it's paying off, and Jeff's doing a phenomenal job, and it's all working. So it's not something that's happened overnight. I think it's something that's culminated over a long period of time, but it's all due to the hard work of the guys on our team and everybody at Hendrick Motorsports. These engines, the cars, everything. Everybody's working, very dedicated and very direct, have a really great direction on moving forward. So I'm really proud of them and just happy to be a part of it.
Also joining us is team owner Rick Hendrick. Rick, obviously Gordon's win here today is huge for you guys, but he is now leading the point standings by 3 points over another Hendrick teammate, Dale Earnhardt Jr. Just talk a little bit about this win here today and the two leading the points right now.
Well, that's we love to win here at Michigan. I like to win everywhere, but because I'm a General Motors dealer and having the Chevrolet folks here today, it's a big win for us. And we've had a great year. The guys, Alan's just done a super job. Jeff is just really on a roll, and I hate we had the battery that shorted out on him at Watkins Glen, because he was really strong there too. So I think all of our teams are running well, but this is a big win. It's just great to see Jeff so happy. I mean, he's like a little kid again. So I think it's going to be really, really important for the momentum he's carrying right now into the chase. So we're excited.
Okay, we'll take questions for Alan and Rick. We'll start over here with Mike. Go ahead.
Rick, I know that Jeff has done pretty much everything, 91 Cup victories and 4 championships. But have you ever seen him drive more consistently and better and more focused?
No, I think what I see now with Jeff today is how smart he is. If someone gets in front of him or is trying to block him like they did today, instead of pushing the envelope like maybe he did in the early years, he'll just back off and let them use their stuff up, and then he'll pass them. And you just don't see him make any mistakes. And I think all of his years of experience is paying off for him right now, because everybody, when you've got the fastest car, everybody races you extremely hard, and they know they got to get you on the restart, because if they can do that, then probably they can pull away. But I've never seen him with just enough aggressiveness, and when he drove down the corner on the quarter panel at 210, that's what the young Jeff Gordon did. But he made so many moves today in that race that showed his patience and knowing he had the car, and Alan was doing a great job of telling him, giving him his lap times and telling him, hey, just let him get in single file, come off of 2, get behind him, and you'll get him, and it was working all day.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Chris, then go to Bob.
Chris Knight, CatchMess.com. Alan, this is a pretty stout car that you guys keep bringing back to the track. Is this a preview of the kind of cars you guys are going to bring to the chase, and then where are you going to run this car next?
Yeah, this is a great car. I'm really proud of this car. It's a huge amount of effort went into this piece for Indianapolis, and we used all of our resources at Hendrick Motorsports and developed some new technologies and input them into this car, and it's paid off. It was not an easy thing to build, but the car is an extreme amount of performance. So yeah, this was this is the best we've got. It's the latest and greatest, but we're going to try to improve. We know we've got stiff competition. We know that there's a lot of really good teams out there, and we've got to keep getting better and better. But this car is definitely a step in the right direction for sure. Where we're going to run it next, I'm not really sure. I'd have to look at the schedule. We're pretty well slated out for the chase. And I know it's in there. We just got to know where. So the guys are joking running at Homestead. So we'll see. We'll see how it all works out.
Okay, go ahead with your question, Bob.
About Packers Sporting News. Rick, this team was pretty strong for the first half of the season, but they look like they've even taken a step up in the last month with two wins and two poles. I mean, anything that you see that they're just doing so kind of right now?
You know, I think when you get a little momentum, you get them. It just, and I can't really explain it. I've seen it with Jimmy, I've seen it with Dale, and I've seen it with Jeff. And it's got that real stride, and he's excited to get to the track. And he and Alan, have just gotten closer and closer. And this, some of the new stuff that Alan brought here a few weeks ago to Indy. And Jeff's just been running so well. We haven't run that well as an organization. We haven't finished that well at Watkins Glen. And then to go up there and sit on the pole and to lead the race. I mean, again, it's a combination of a lot of things. The engine guys are working really hard, but I think the chemistry between Alan and Jeff is almost like Alan anticipates what Jeff needs and the way he calls a race. And the way they work together. I mean, they're in the best stride they've had since they've been together, just listening to them. And Alan is so calm, anticipating what he knows what Jeff wants, and he knows what he likes in the car. And no matter what the rest of the teams are doing, he's making those adjustments that he knows will work for Jeff. So the chemistry is the best I've ever seen.
Okay, we'll go upstairs to the press box for a couple of questions.
Wolfgang Munzer from Germany, Rennsport Press Agency. One question for Alan Gustafsson. In Europe, as you maybe know, wind tunnel stuff and testing is a very important part in any kind of racing. Can you give an update how important is wind tunnel testing and aero package in Sprint Cup? And in the case you will do wind tunnel testing regularly, which tunnel are you using?
Yeah, I mean, it's aerodynamics is a huge part of really any motorsport, and the faster the track, the more influence aerodynamics will have on the cars. So we spend a lot of time and effort in with the aerodynamics on our car, and you know, work closely with General Motors and Chevrolet, and they do a great job supporting us, and it's a huge part of it, especially at a place like Michigan when the average qualifying speed is 206 miles an hour. You know, it's extremely important part of what we do. So we use both wind tunnels that are basically in the Charlotte area. We use Aerodyne and we use wind shear. I think that's pretty common for most of the stock car teams. And we've got a good group back at HMS that supports us really well with a lot of information that we can apply to the track.
Dave Hackenberg, Toledo Blade for Rick, please. You talked about, you know, Jeff's smarter guy, more patient, all that, but that last restart was really that not the old Jeff Gordon just saying, I got the best car, so I'm going to stand on the gas and prove it?
Oh, yeah, when you get to 10 to go, and or, you know, when he can see it, then he's going to take it from you. And that was a heck of a move, and that he put on and down and won. And sometimes he won't show that if it's the middle of the race, but that looked like the Jeff Gordon of 12 years ago or whatever. And again, I think experience is playing a big role, and he has shown that he hadn't lost anything. I think if anything, you see so many of these guys that are really fast make mistakes. You know, they get loose, they get into the wall, they'll speed, they'll do things that cost them an opportunity to win a race. But when the chips are down and it's time to get the flag, man, I put my money on him every time.
Okay, we'll come downstairs. We'll take one from Jerry, then Zach.
Jerry Bunkowski, NBCSports.com. Rick, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'm going to do it. Jeff and Jimmy have meant so much to you this in your career as an owner. Who would you pick to win this year? Who would you favor? Do you want to see Jeff do it and get number five, or Jimmy get number seven?
You really think I'll answer that? I mean, I don't have any favorites. I mean, I would love to see Dale get his first championship. I'd love to see Jimmy get number 7. I'd love to see Jeff get number 5. But the thing I'm so proud of with the whole group, I worry, you know, I feel we've run 1, 2, 3 in the points. And before we went to that race, I would get them together and say, listen, I want you guys to know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the loser first. I'm going to come to victory lane, but I don't want the guys that got beat to think I'm over here celebrating. I care about them all, and I feel like we give them the best equipment. There's reasons I'd like for each one of them to win it, but, you know, let the best man that does the best job end up with the trophy.
We'll go to Zach now and then Jay.
Zach Albert, NASCAR.com. This is for Alan. Lots of gamesmanship in those last few late race restarts. Seemed like just between Jeff and Joey, everybody was trying to get just every little competitive advantage that they could. From your perspective, you know, did one side take too much than the other? It seemed like both had a case for the other laying back on those restarts.
Yeah, I don't have a great perspective of it. To see, you know, personally, I'm kind of facing the cars. It's tough for me to see that restart zone. From what I can tell on TV, you know, really the best view I had of it was, I think, out of the front of Kevin's car when he was behind Joey. So that's really what I used. And then I was listening to the 22 and kind of knew what was going on. But, you know, I don't feel like from what I saw that anybody overstepped any boundaries, and I don't think that there was anything that wasn't that went on that doesn't go on every week. And I think we work so hard to win these races, and restarts are such a big part of them. And if you can get clear, you're probably going to win the race. So is Joey maybe not maintaining his speed consistently? You know, probably not. Do I blame him? No, I don't blame him. It was Jeff, you know, making sure that Joey didn't break his momentum. Yes. Do I blame him? No. Like, you know, they're trying to win. I don't feel like either one of them crossed the line. From what I could see, like I said, I don't have a great perspective on it. But, you know, I really enjoyed the race, to be honest with you. I thought that was, you know, great racing, and I thought that that's how you race hard. I thought the two of those guys did everything they could do, including Kurt. You know, and Kurt went over the edge. Those guys did everything they could do with their cars to win that race, and that's what this is about. This is what the emphasis is about on the sport. And I thought it was on display today, and I thought all those guys should be proud of that effort.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Jay.
Jay Pennell with Fox Sports. This is for Rick. Just talking about the 48 team, they've had a string of bad luck over the last few weeks. That continued today, but they were able to kind of overcome that and score a top 10 finish. Just talk about what that means for that organization.
Well, they have had a rough stretch. he had it last year, though. Excuse me. But I think that what they show is they can battle back and, you know, figure out a way not to lose with the shifter broken in the car, not to lose laps. Then Chad focuses on trying to get him back on the lead lap and then get him in position with some tires at the end of the race to maybe even get a top 5. And I think that's just, you know, calling a great race and Jimmy not giving up. And, you know, hopefully we have all the bad luck behind us now and they'll be able to go to the next race be feeling great. But we got some good races for them coming up. And, you know, if we got to have some things like that happen, I'd rather see them happen now than in the chase.
Okay, we'll take another question over here to the left. Mike?
Rick, you've encountered much tragedy in your life as well as success. Have you been able to talk to Tony Stewart this week?
I talked to Eddie Jarvis. I didn't talk to Tony. I've stayed in touch with them, and I brought Regan up to the race in Watkins Glen. And you know, I think they're making the best of the situation that they're in. And Tony's got a lot of good folks around him, and I've told them I'm there if they need me. And you know, I haven't talked to him.
Do we have any final questions? Our race winner is about 4 minutes away. Any final questions for these two? Okay.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.